You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That's Marvels from their CD Lost Dog EP. And what we heard there was Deep End and Gin Wine. That's from a self-release that came out earlier this year. Before that, Danny and the Darlenes. And what we heard was La Fleur de Mal, which basically, I guess, I believe in French, it transfers to bad flowers. Anyway, that's a CD of theirs called Stink on Nero's Neptune. Listener called in and wanted to know the track that I played before that. I did announce it before I played it, but I'll say it again. That was actually After Dark Amusement Park, and it was a track called Never Here Nor There, and that's from a LP called Walk Alone, Skin and Bones, on the Rust Belt record label. And they will be part of Fortune Fest if you're interested in that kind of stuff. That's this Sunday at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck. So we're just waiting for the band to gear up here so we can get started. Live in the studio, we have the band Amanita, and they're going to be doing some really cool guitar rock for you if you're interested. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do here. Let's see. Let's go back to iTunes. And let's see. Give me one second here. You might as well just play track one off of this. We'll play one more Marvel song to give them time to get started. This is simply We Are Marvels. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. As promised, we have the band in here as we speak, Amanita, to do a live set for us for the next hour. Are you ready, gentlemen? All right, let's do it. Thank you. Live in the studio here at WHFR, I'm Anita. How about you guys go around the room real quick, introduce yourselves if that's okay? Just maybe move up to the mic or something. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm Jake. I play guitar.
I'm Jim. I play guitar and sometimes do vocals.
I'm Zach. I'm the bassist.
I'm Aaron. I also play guitar.
And we got.
I'm Vince. I play the drums.
Cool. All right. How long have you guys been together?
I started this project. Me, Jim. I started this by myself back in 2012, 2012. And then these guys came and joined me in 2013. So we've been playing shows for about 8 months now. Not too long.
Not bad for 8 months. Huh?
Thanks.
Guys got it going on there. Cool. All right. And actually, my program director was asking me. I wanted to ask you as well. Do you have an actual official release out yet?
Yeah, we have a full EP and then a two-track single for free on our Bandcamp page.
Okay. All right. So where would somebody get that if they were interested?
You can just get it at amanitamusic.bandcamp.com.
Okay, for the two tracks, but the physical.
Oh,
copy?
Physical. Oh, yeah. We do. We have a link to a physical of our debut on our Bandcamp as well.
That's available also on the Facebook page, so we can always get you a copy if you message us on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AmanitaMI.
Okay, sounds like a plan then. All right, you guys got any upcoming shows at all or live?
We have a show coming up in July, but it's going to be on July 20th. What was that? 22nd? It's the 22nd. 22nd, but it's not announced yet. It'll be announced on our page soon.
Okay, well, we'll just stay tuned then. That's what we'll have to do on that one. No problem. Okay.
And more to come.
All right. Got another one for us then?
Yep, this one is called Years Pass By. You guys ready? Yep.
Yeah. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio is Amanita. Boy, that was cool.
Thanks. That's one of our heavier ones.
Yeah. You could hold your own with Beast in the Field with that one, huh?
If only.
We played with them and they showed us up.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good show, that whole thing.
That was a very fun show, I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your influences from, gentlemen?
For me, my biggest influence is Ben Sharp from a one-man project called Cloud Kicker. He makes some really amazing music. And then we get stuff from like Explosions in the Sky and Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Okay.
And more metal stuff like Periphery.
Animals as Leaders.
Cynic.
From everywhere.
Okay. Are you gentlemen familiar with the Casper Brotzmann Massacre?
I have not heard of them.
Sounds interesting.
Should we check them out?
Yes. In fact, we have one of their his records in the studio. He's actually the son of Peter Brotzmann, who's an avant-garde jazz player. But the stuff he likes to do is quite similar to what you do.
Oh.
I would consider it like avant-garde rock, really, you know.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, we definitely love to check that out.
Yeah, I'll show you that CD before we get
cool.
out if I can find it. All righty. Cool. Let's do another one then.
All right. This one is Static. Sorry, that's a short one.
Snuck that one in on me.
Yeah.
I'm used to your jams being longer, definitely. Short but sweet. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun one. Yeah, our next one's long if you want us to just go right into that.
Yeah, give me a chance to rest,
I guess. All of these first few songs have been off of our first EP that came out in 2012.
Oh, okay. And the title of that is?
It's just self-titled. It's the Amanita EP.
Okay.
After this next song, we're going to be playing a bunch of new stuff, though.
All right. I just wanted to get with you real quick before we continue. Which of your tracks is the one that actually has the vocals?
The last song that we're going to play, it's called Home.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right. That way we can make sure everything flows properly then. All right. So we got another one in?
Yep. This one is A New Life.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have Amanita. Tell me, where did that name come from? How did you get that?
Well, Amanita, I think it's technically pronounced Amanita. It's a genus of mushrooms, which is poisonous.
Okay.
I don't think that has any real significance, but in the progressive genre, you often find you'll have like a band name that's really open to interpretation and can invoke like an emotional, personal thing, or also can just be something, you know, general. So.
Also, one of my friends suggested it, and I chose it.
So what the heck, huh? So should we be pronouncing it Amanita then?
We like Amanita.
Okay.
Just I think we settled sure that one.
You're happy with that. Okay. So it's a genus of mushroom, huh?
Yep. Yep, yep.
All right, we don't need to argue. Yes, just a genus of poisonous mushroom, though. So
a poisonous one. Oh. And the name just sounds so sweet, too.
Yeah, it's so loving.
Doesn't sound dangerous at all. But you never know. Sometimes they fool you.
I wouldn't suggest trying one. Just but listen to us. We're sweet.
Yeah. There you go.
We're nice guys, yeah. All right. Well, this next song that we're going to play is actually off that two-track that we were just talking about. And it's actually finally written by all of us, which is fun.
So this is like the first band collaboration.
Our first release. It's called Arduous March.
Yeah, we just our latest release is Arduous March, and we all wrote it, which is a change of pace. So it sounds a little bit different.
Okay, cool.
But you guys are ready?
Let's do it.
We do it? All right. This song is called Phobias. We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, the guitar sounds of Amanita. One more time for people that might not have been listening early on. What's the best way to get your music if they're interested?
The best way is to just check us out at amanitamusic.bandcamp.com. Everything's for free. We love free.
Yeah, that's our favorite price, too. So obviously, you gentlemen, you do it for the love of it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You do it because you enjoy it.
Well, we're not too worried about the money. We just like making music.
That's the way it should be. A musician should be doing it for the fun first. If they happen to, you know, start making money on it, that's icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's even better, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not going to turn it down, right?
Of course
not. You money, like, okay, yeah.
Too true.
But you got to have fun.
That's
the most important thing.
Yeah. We're definitely having fun. And we hope everybody listening is having fun, too.
Yeah. That's too bad that they actually can't see you, gentlemen, performing, because you do look like you're having fun. So it's always a good thing, you know. Sometimes certain musicians, they're playing, and they're playing well, but they're just kind of like, okay, I'm here, you know.
Yep, no, we love it every time we get together and play music, so.
That's great.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, well, I'm glad I could get you guys together again, then.
Well, we're glad. We're super thankful to come out here and play. This is awesome.
You're welcome. Our pleasure, believe me. All right, what next tune do we have now?
All right, this is the second song off that release we were talking about. This one's called Fractures. We just played Phobias. Thank you.
That's got to be one of my faves. I do play that on my show every once in a while.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, that was the one that, I mean, they were all good, but that was the song that kind of stood out for me when I saw you guys live. It's like,
Really good to hear.
That's a fun one. Yeah, thank you. We really like playing that one.
Cool.
That was the first song we wrote together as a band.
So that one is part of the two song EP?
Yeah, yeah. Fractures and Phobias, yep.
Okay, cool. All right, I have to look for that then.
It's there. It's free. Can't stress enough the freeness.
That's cool, yeah.
All right. I'll start. Want me to start this next one then?
We're dropping off with the bass and bass and
yeah, these
drums.
These next two songs are actually just going to be us three on guitar. We kind of do that sometimes.
What, you just kind of like put him in a corner all by himself?
Yeah, we got a little cage for him. It's nice. They got a bathroom and stuff. It's okay.
That's a nice bass, though. Five stringer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, five string Ibanez Gary Willis bass.
Cool. Nice low end. I like that.
Thank you.
It's a shame you're not going to be here for the next two songs.
I'll be back. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. I'll live, I guess.
All right. Well, I guess we'll play this one. This one's called Driftwood, and it's super new.
Okay, Driftwood. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio Amanita. So how did you guys meet?
I knew Jim in high school, me, Zach, the bassist, and we've been jamming for a long time. And Jim released a solo project, as we talked about, though, and me and Aaron had been friends with him for a long time. We lived in Waterford together, and so we joined the band. And Jim also went to school with Jake Reske here on guitar.
Yeah, Jim and I went to high school. We kind of knew each other a little bit. And we went to Oakland University for a little bit together, and I kind of saw him one day and was like, hey, what's up? And he was doing some Amanita stuff, little did I know, and we kind of just talked for a while, and we kind of chatted a little bit. He taught me a little bit about production and sound engineering, and he asked me if I wanted to play in his band, and it kind of started from there. And then about, 6 months ago was when Vince joined, and we kind of all, Jim, me, Jake, and Vince, we all went to high school kind of together, and I don't know, it just kind of materialized, I guess.
Vince has done a really good job. We had electronic drums on the first album and pretty much all the material that's been released so far. And Vince is, we really like him because he has a really good job of just grooving to some of those electronic demos that are near inhuman, some of them. So he really impressed us with his ability.
Signs of a good drummer.
Playing parts that aren't even real.
Well, that's cool. When you were younger, did you realize that one day you guys would be jamming together?
No. I mean, we all played music, but yeah, we didn't play too much together, so it's kind of cool that we all finally do.
It probably helps that you're already good friends, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends. We come from pretty different backgrounds musically, all of us, so we were all just kind of doing our own thing. We figured we'd all come together and do something finally.
And somehow it does. It just happens to come together.
And you can definitely hear that we all come from different backgrounds, but oh well.
Nah, it works.
<That's> We try.
That's great. Alrighty. Let's see. What do we have now? The song Nostalgia?
Oh yeah, this is another short guitar piece. It's probably only about a minute, so it'll be real quick for you. Yep, do whatever. Kidding, that is short. Yeah, real short. We've only been jamming that one for a couple days now, but we really wanted to play it.
So you're just it's still in process.
Yeah, right? We just really like it, so we wanted to get it out there.
Cool. That's what you do here at the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Try it out, huh? See how it sounds. See if it works. All righty. Looks like we're actually a little bit ahead of schedule here. You possible have like maybe at least one more jam besides the ones that you wrote down, or?
Well, the next two are pretty long. One of them is about 8 minutes.
Okay. You think it'll get us up to the top of the hour, you believe, or?
I think we got a 5 minute one and an 8 minute one. So, yeah, that won't be quite it.
We're pretty close. Well, not to put you on the spot, but like after you're done with that last track, is there a way you can just like kind of get into a groove and just kind of jam?
Yeah,
and fade out, you know, right at 6.
Absolutely. We can start this one with
just you know, have at it, have fun.
Yeah, we do some loop stuff here and there, so we can do that for you.
You want to do that?
We can give this song a little bit of an intro. This next one has a story.
Okay, certainly.
It's our
we're doing powder.
Let's just play it.
Okay.
We'll jam at the end. I want to jam.
Never mind.
Got him going now.
Yeah, it got me all excited for that. All right. This one's called Lost Touch.
All right. listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Amanita. So, about those instruments, gentlemen. Why did you pick them?
Well, yeah, everybody can't see, but we've got a lot more strings than normal.
I noticed every once in a while you got to go in another room and switch guitars.
Yeah, we switch tunings, and we switch between 6 and 7 strings, and Jake over here's got a 7 and 8 string, and then Zach's got a 5-string bass. We just like the extra range they get.
Okay. What kind of tunings are we talking about?
Well, for me, I actually just use standard 6-string tuning and standard 7-string tuning, just with that extra B down low, but I play a lot of songs on the 6-string because the B string gets in my way.
I do some kind of funky tunings on my 7-string where I'll do the top 6 strings are in like drop D tuning. Uh-huh. And then I'll double that the 5th string on a normal guitar, so it goes A from low to high, A, D, A, D, G, B, E. And it's kind of cool because you get like an octave lower effect for certain songs.
Okay, cool. How about you?
And I really love my drums. You know, I've had them for like 10 years now. It was actually not a very expensive set. I'd say Tom a rock star. The shell pack was about $500.
Oh,
so
God, did you not hear
it? Say it. Well, I'm not. Okay. So, over the years,
free.
You know, I've had them for like 10 years, like I was saying. Slowly been adding pieces to it. And the drum set has some plastic hoops on it. It made it withstand the years. And, you know, it's just been a great set. I recommend it.
Done you proud. Okay, cool.
That's so funny.
But yeah, we all love our gear. We've been searching far and wide for our gear.
We're all using Line 6 interfaces now. All the guitars are. So maybe we could get some from Line 6 if you're listening out there.
Get your picture on the magazine,
yeah,
too.
Just a picture. just promote us, guys. No. But yeah, so gear's fun. We love gear. But I'm actually going to talk about this last song we're going to play for a second because it kind of... if we just jump into it, you might get surprised. But so on our EP, we just kind of, it was a concept album, kind of followed someone who like fell through a depression and just became a terrible person. And this song is just the end of that. And it's kind of emotional and I'm going to yell a lot. So get ready for that.
Uh-oh. Thanks for preparing.
Yeah. All right. This one's called Home.
Thank you.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Amanita in the house did a great jam for us, jams I should say. And I wanted to thank you gentlemen for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you so much for having us. I can't really talk about a breath, but thank you.
Yeah, no, you exercised those pipes, didn't you?
I try. I never sing except for when we play live, so.
You should probably play that one closer to first. Then, yeah. You know, run out of energy by the end. All right, well, as discussed, why don't we just have you guys kind of lock into something, and we'll fade out at the top of the hour approximately, and we'll go from there. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Amanita. Stay tuned, coming up at Boston Blackie Radio Mystery Theater.
I'm just going to give us something super easy.
Hi, I'm Paul.
This is Matt.
Liz.
And I'm Travis.
And we're all the Wild Children.
Woo!
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time.